Michigan election results became official today. The Board of State canvassers met in order to certify the results. One thing is certain, even without the board certification, and that is voter turnout was low in 2014, the lowest, in fact, for a governor's race since 1998. With that comes some interesting consequences. Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta of our It's Just Politics team are here to explain. Hello, you two.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
So low voter turnout. We say it's bad, that it impacts democracy. People's voices aren't being heard. But it also has another impact here in Michigan.
It does indeed. And that is it will now be easier to get a question on the ballot.
And that is because proposals in Michigan are, by and large, put on the ballot by petition drives. Mm-hmm. The legislature can also put questions on the ballot, but it's more typical for voters to do this via petition drives. There are a few different reasons to initiate a law, to amend the state constitution, to challenge a law that was just passed by the legislature. And the number of signatures required to do one of those things is based on the number of people who voted in the previous election for governor.
So you can see where we're going with this, right? Fewer votes in 2014 means fewer signatures needed to get on the ballot in 2016.
So voter-initiated laws require signatures equal to 8% of the vote for governor. Now, you can do the math at home, or we could tell you. Is now, because of low turnout, reduced by 5,941. And if you think that this is just an academic exercise, well, consider this, that just this year, a proposal to enact a voter-initiated law to increase the state's minimum wage fell short by about 3,900 signatures. But thanks to low voter turnout, if those petitions had been turned in next year, the minimum wage question would actually make the 2016 ballot.
I see. So what do you think this means for 2016?
Well, let's look at some of the possibilities, shall we? Rick, how about fracking?
Mm. Oh, sure. Well, you know, fracking, that petition drive came short the last time around. Wolf hunting, that depending on how things go with various legal challenges, that would be another one up for a petition drive. Same-sex marriage, depending on what the United States Supreme Court does. There are a few other ballot drives that were out there that tried and came up short recently.
There were. And also, let's look, how about to this legislative lame duck session, Cindy, as we've talked about with you here on Stateside, adding LGBT rights and protections to the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. A lot of folks want to get that passed here in the lame duck. If it doesn't happen,
they're ready to go to the ballot in 2016, and it's just a little bit easier now.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you say that 5,941, and then you put in that context, you know, to realize that minimum wage initiative was only 3,900 signatures short.
And so it's going to be interesting to see whether this suddenly has more grassroots organizations. Maybe we'll see something like the part-time legislature push be reignited again.
Yes.
And so all of this is going to make that a little easier. So it's interesting to note, right, that we're sort of so sad about democracy and the fact that we had such low voter turnout. But there is this sort of interesting, I don't know if I want to call it a silver lining.
Well,
but this idea that, hey, it's going to make for some folks, for some citizens who want to create some laws, who want to put some questions on the ballot, a tiny bit easier come 2 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, hosts of It's Just Politics on Michigan Radio. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Cindy.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.